Now, Pentagon officials say they expect American troops will remain in Afghanistan after the U.S.-backed mission ends in 2014. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said Washington would sustain a strategic partnership with Kabul. They also cited a decision made by NATO during the Chicago summit last May that long-term support for Afghanistan would include military assistance. Washington is pushing for the presence of American troops in Afghanistan beyond the conclusion of the NATO mandate in the country. The U.S. also wants to sign a deal with Kabul that could give American troops immunity from prosecution in Afghan courts. Joining us now on the from Washington studios, that is a former Pentagon official, Michael Maloof, to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Maloof. Now, considering the U.S. is planning to keep a base, a presence in Afghanistan beyond 2014, it doesn't come as much of a surprise. But how do you think the Afghans are going to take it? Quite recently, there have been multiple cases in which the U.S. led forces have been involved in civilian casualties. Things are not going down well with the Afghans now, are they?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that it's going to be a token force compared to their presence there now. But the question is, what's going to be their effectiveness? And I think that as long as the United States maintains a presence, I think most Afghans may have a problem with that. And as the United States has changed its mission, it has actually receded from their outposts, have headed more toward the urbanized areas, but to maintain a force just to do training, to oversee some training, I think it's going to be basically ineffective.
Well, if it is just going to be restricted to training, let's just take the word for it. Why the case of immunity then?
Well, it's similar to the case that that occurred in Iraq, and as you're aware or may recall, the Iraqi government under Mr. Maliki refused to go along with the exemption of U.S. military forces being exempt from any prosecution should there be a crime committed, And I think that the Afghan government could follow along similar lines. It basically is a license to kill, if you will, for American troops in some cases. And I think that's what we. I think that's given the sensitivity already by Afghan force by Afghan people toward American presence. I think it's a very delicate problem for the United States, and we make that requirement in every place we go. In Japan, for example, in Okinawa, we've always had we've always wanted any crimes committed by U.S. personnel to be tried by military, and in Japan, however, they put so much pressure on the American forces that ultimately they were some U.S. personnel on some of the most egregious cases, such as rape, for example, were actually turned over to Japanese authorities. If the Afghan government balks on this agreement, then the U.S. is ultimately going to have to pull out, pretty much, which was the basis for the U.S. Ultimately leaving Iraq, if you'll recall.
All right, we're just going to have to wait and see how that unfolds. That was former Pentagon official Michael Maloof there joining us from studios in Washington. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.